So welcome everyone. This is our evening call for our 2022 class of Self-Led Coaching Academy. Absolutely chuffed to bits to see you all here. I need to open with a massive apology. Some of you might know, I'm just going to say, I'm really sorry that the call times were miscommunicated and may have been confusing for people. The reason for that is probably quite long and boring, but some of you might know I lost my father-in-law about a week ago, and it was expected. It was, you know, one of those things, but man, grief does weird things to your brain. So I have like managed to totally miscommunicate when our call times were going to be, and I'm really sorry for that. But I'm just so glad that you've made it, and apologies if this felt like a bit of a rocky start or a bit of an unexpected start. So I can confirm that we will have two calls throughout our time together at 10 a.m. UK time. And oh, thank you for your hearts. That's adorable. 10 a.m. UK time and 5 p.m. this time. And I know that might be a little bit tricky to start with, as we sort of, you know, you'll have things in your calendars already or other obligations and things like that. It's an imperfect science to try and kind of navigate things like time zones, kids, everybody's responsibilities. What I'm hoping is that in the first few weeks at least, we'll settle into a nice routine. You'll find a way to, you know, attend the call that suits you. Most people I found will kind of go, okay, I'm a morning or an evening person, and they'll just come to that call, and that is absolutely perfect. Please do feel free to come to either call, whatever suits you or your kind of particular responsibilities that week, your availability that week. It's all good. You can come to either one. And sometimes it's nice to, if you have that flexibility, just to meet different people and things like that. So, So today's call is nice and chill. I'm just going to give you a kind of introduction into what to expect. Some of you, we haven't even like had a conversation yet. So you're like, who is this person? So I'm hoping by the end of our call, you'll be like, oh no, this is a good decision. And we'll have an opportunity to do some introductions and things like that, which will be fun too. Okay. So no, there's no like learning material or anything like that today. It really is just an opportunity for us to kind of open our circle and meet and say hello. Okay. So I've prepared a couple of slides, nothing too stressful, and I don't like to put lots of words on slides, right? I know Zoom is an imperfect way of kind of sharing information, but what I'm hoping is that it'll be interesting enough that you'll feel like you can take in what I'm saying. As we move into the program, our group calls will be quite interactive. We'll take advantage of things like small breakout rooms. There'll be opportunities to share your own reflections, heaps of opportunities to get coached by me, and to get kind of watch demo coaching and things like that. I always loved that process, like when I'm learning new coaching methodologies and things like that. So tons of opportunity for you just to soak it in, let it wash over you, sink in at some point. So some slides for you. I'm going to share some intentions that I have for you, for us, for this work. We'll do some introductions, so all of you will just get to say a brief hello. And it's nice to kind of, you know, have that first experience of speaking, right? Then you can kind of get that out the way. We're going to talk about some of the principles and ways to support your learning. And I'll give you an overview of the program. The chat's open, so if you do have any questions that come up as we go, please feel free to just jot those in there and I'll respond as we go. And I'll give you some steer for how to prepare for Module 1, which starts next week, okay, this time next week. So we'll always release the modules on the Thursday before. So you've got a few days to sort of have a little read over things, watch some videos, take in as you wish. Some people like to do lots of preparing before a group call, and other people like to kind of come in cold and see what shows up and then do some reading afterwards. So please just honor your own approach. Some weeks will be maybe different depending on your time and what have you. There's no right way to do this. And one of the principles we'll be talking about is this obsession we all have with being a good coach. So I'm going to hopefully bash that out of you in the gentlest and most compassionate way. I really want you to own that you're just an imperfect human with coaching skills, right? And just notice how differently that might feel in your body, right? That you just get to be human. You get to bring your whole self to all of this. And there's no such thing as a good coach. If you start to actually try and quantify that for yourself, it can sometimes be a little tricky, right? Sometimes it can be a way that our self-doubt shows up as well. Okay, so a few intentions for you. I have five of them. The first is that you feel welcome in this group and that you feel safe enough to allow yourself to be known, which sounds nice, I guess. I don't know if any of you have allowed yourself to be known and how vulnerable that can actually feel, right? I know a few of the conversations I've been having with folks who've been deciding to join the program, it's like we've been through some stuff over the last few years, right? Some changes might have happened in our lives and our core relationships and our work and how we've come to know ourselves in this weird period of spending an awful lot of time perhaps self-reflecting. And so knowing new things about ourselves, this is a group where you can feel safe to allow that to be known, right? To allow yourself to be known. At times it's going to feel a little crunchy, right? We'll be talking about how self-doubt shows up for us as practitioners. We might find out, for example, that sometimes you don't have all your shit together. you know, we might find out that sometimes you don't know what you're doing. I mean, I'm just raising my hand here, right? So part of this is about normalizing that we don't need to be, quote, a good coach to be effective, to help people, right? That we can feel safe in our humanness. So we get to practice that in this group. My second intention for you is that you feel safe to commit to this process and allow your learning to be imperfect, messy, and non-linear, which for any of you who have a tiny streak of perfectionism, which might show up from time to time, this might feel a little crunchy, right? We've started in our orientation week just talking about what's our relationship with commitment. How does that actually feel when you think about committing, even when maybe it's not going particularly well, when it does feel a bit messy and you feel a bit wobbly, when it's not quite making sense yet. So part of this is just allowing that to happen, allowing yourself to know that sense of wanting it to be tidy, right, is not necessary for, in much the same way as being a good coach isn't necessary, that it's okay because we're in learning mode. One of the things that I've always found really tricky and difficult about a lot of coach training that I've been involved in is just when I'm starting to make sense of it, right, at the end, the trainers will say, well, good luck, and we'll see you around kind of thing. And that's often been when my self-doubt has been highest, when I've had the most questions, when I've been trying to integrate new tools and new processes into my work. And, you know, it hasn't gone as planned because nothing is as tidy as a nice, neat diagram. And so we don't do that here. Like you have an opportunity to stay connected to this process after we complete the curriculum. We have monthly support calls for all graduates. That goes on forever, as far as I'm aware. And you can stay connected to this as you start to integrate this process into your work, right, into your own practices. So this is going to be imperfect and messy and nonlinear. You may feel a bit like you're going around in circles sometimes. And that's totally natural. And it's part, I think, of the way that self-doubt actually holds us back. It's very sophisticated. So we're going to start to kind of play with that. Okay, number three, you develop a depth of understanding and compassion for your own self-doubt. So compassion is something that's really, really important to me personally and to this work. Some of you might know that before I retrained as a coach about 10 years ago, I worked in the financial district in London, which was a very play hard, work hard culture. It was pretty wounding, actually, that culture, for any of you who may have some tendrils in there. I know, Kirsty, you're still kind of a little bit seeped into that. And I found myself pretty encased in some armor of sarcasm and judgment and all of those, you know, really effective ways of keeping me separate from folks that probably felt a little unsafe. And the deeper that I have sunk into this work, the more those layers of protection are released, the more compassion and really love that I have for my clients, for the people that I feel so, you know, grateful and excited to work with. And I start to see, we can't really judge anybody by their behavior, right? We can't really hold anyone's belief up to the light and say this is a measure of who you are. You start to realize that you are part of that process too, right? So your own compassion for yourself, for your clients, for this work, is probably going to surprise you in terms of what's possible, in terms of just allowing yourself to be open to the real goodness of other humans and of you. And that can be an incredibly liberating process for you and for your clients as well, just to be recognized and seen and unconditionally appreciated. Bloody brilliant. So there's a bit of that in there. that you feel resourced in knowledge, tools, and approaches that will help you to step into the next level of your coaching mastery. So some of you will be here for all the good compassion and the love and all of that good stuff. Some of you are like, just give me the bloody toolkit, right? And that's totally cool. I completely appreciate that, and I really want this to be a very pragmatic, practical, and applicable approach, right? So please just kind of assume before we even start, you are going to get all the knowledge and tools and approaches you need to really feel like your coaching has stepped into another level from wherever you're starting from. Yeah, this stuff is everything that we are going to go through in our 10 modules. All of it is evidence-based, it's all research-led. You're going to have all the provenance of that as well. Some of the tools and approaches are things that I have developed over the years, and some of them are adapted from existing research. But you're going to be able to see how all of that has come together over the last decade. Everything I'm sharing with you has been developed and tested with many, many, many clients. So this is all about taking this stuff, resting in that knowledge, and then integrating it into your work, how you do coaching. How does this sit with your particular clients, right? So I want you to feel like, oh, okay, cool. Okay, I can relax about the tools. I'm going to get the tools. It's going to be good. Okay, and that also you're participating in creating a community of peers and colleagues who can hold your success and support your learning, Right. So you're joining a community of what is now 75 coaches who have been through the academy, which still blows my mind. These are really thoughtful practitioners, coaches that, like you, have been doing this work for a while, who are in this for the long haul. Some of you may be like, oh, I'm not sure I am yet. But have that commitment to this work, can see the value of it and the depth of support that we can give our clients. And you're part of that now. So one of the things that happens after we go through the curriculum is our coaching community is expanding to include things like support for you as you're developing your own offers, right? So if you're kind of have a program or a coaching offer that has been sitting on the shelf for a long time, want to support you to bring that to life, to bring that into the world. If you have like specialist knowledge, specialist understandings or skills and the way that you do your version of coaching, how you're incorporating the self-belief tools and approaches, you can share that, as part of our community. So we're bringing in things like, webinars and masterclasses that you'll have an audience of 75 coaches that you can either practice on or share your work with, and you get to learn from them as well. And it's part of the sort of, a reciprocated sort of professional community where we have a shared language, a shared understanding, a shared approach to this work. So it's all good stuff. There's lots of good stuff to come. Okay, so they're my five intentions for you. What I'd love to do is hand the mic over. I'd love to do some introductions. I have some suggestions for what to share. So your name, your location, so where you're calling in from, how you're feeling right now, just in this moment. That's super helpful just for us to go, oh, okay, actually, you're feeling pretty edgy or tired or, like me, grief brain, right? Some intentions that you have for yourself and what you have for your clients. Yeah, so just a few minutes just helps us to kind of get to know you a little bit better. For folks who might be watching the recording afterwards who weren't able to make the time, please feel free to share this in writing on the discussion forum. Okay, so we're going to go around in a circle based on where everyone is on my screen. So Fiona, would you be happy to go first?
I'd be very happy to, Sass. Okay, so names on the screen. So I'm Fiona. I'm in London in Greenwich. I live quite close to Kirsty, actually. Top emotion, excited anticipation. But I'm having a massive geek moment right now, so I'm really excited. Intention for myself is kind of just be a massive sponge and soak it all in. And my intention for my clients is, I think the sort of to support them in going deeper, because I know that self-doubt is something that holds them back, and we talk a lot about it. So actually, in terms of being able to have more substantial tools and techniques and approaches to help them through that, I think will be incredible. But also, I'm also really conscious of sort of treading lightly with that and not getting into the territory of wanting to fix them. So I'm sort of just keeping that tension in mind. Yeah.
Perfect. Fiona, tell us, who do you work with mainly?
So I support the sort of professional and support services who work in universities, because that's my background. So I worked in higher education for 13 years, and like, they're a bit of a damaged crowd, a lot of them, because there's so much importance put on the expertise of the academic staff and the faculty who are in their white ivory tower over there, and you lowly folks are just getting on making things happen. So, I think there's quite a lot of sort of bad management trauma that comes with that sort of environment, which is different than you were saying about corporate, but I guess similar in quite a lot of ways in terms of some of those toxic environments that people are expected to work in.
Yeah, throw people together and we'll make it hard for ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's really nice to meet you, Fiona. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Amazing. Iris, you're next, my love.
Hey. So I'm going to try to remember what we're supposed to say. So my name is Iris. I'm from Germany, currently in Germany as well, close to Frankfurt. I've lived in Salzburg, Austria for the last 4 years, so I'll be going back and forth during this program. And I am a psychologist and a productivity coach. I mostly work with people who procrastinate a lot. So with CEOs or entrepreneurs, researchers sometimes, people who've got a lot of ambition and need to manage their time themselves and who feel like they've got no system of habits or anything to hold them and beat themselves up a lot. So I help them be more compassionate with themselves and develop like a sustainable system of habits that can get things done for them. So that's what I do. My intention for myself would be just to have a really good time learning all this stuff and actually being very present with, you know, this experience and hopefully just learning things that help me feel very grounded and confident in just getting better as a coach, because I have been, the last time I took proper coach training was 2014, so it's been a while, and I'm just very excited to be in an environment with other coaches where we're all learning together. Just to be with so many coaches is like pretty mind-blowing. So that's that. And for my intention for my clients would be that I really start to understand self-doubt and can hold theirs and actually help them with it, because I sometimes work, or quite often work, with chronic procrastinators, so people who struggle to get 30 minutes of work done in a day or to do a 5-minute task on their PhD or something they're terrified of. So sometimes I find that what I do doesn't go deep enough and I don't know what to do about it. So I really hope I'll learn what to do about it. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to. That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really glad you're here, Iris. Thanks. So fun. Cool. So next we have Charlotte.
Hi. I'm guessing that's me and there aren't two Charlottes. And
that's right.
So I'm Charlotte. I live in Oxfordshire on the edge of the beautiful Cotswolds, which I am grateful for every single day. And right now I'm feeling pretty like whirling, partly due to my day today. I'm excited, a little bit intimidated. I've not been coaching for a super long time, so I kind of feel like I'm quite new to it, but for me, definitely over the last 6 months, I've really started to own my own effectiveness as a coach and recognize that I am really helping. But my intention through this is to actually like build my own self-belief and being a business owner and being like really firm and standing firm in that fact that I can provide this transformation for people. I think part of it is almost like working out what that transformation is right now, because I think I'm still finding my niche and my people, and that's in my life as well as in my business. I was diagnosed with ADHD a year ago, and that's like transformed how I view myself in many, many good ways. It's also cast a lot of like not enoughness in there, which I've been working through. But what I've recognized is that I'm meeting this amazing new tribe of people just through being more open and more vulnerable. So I will probably tell you guys everything at some point in our next 6 months together. But yeah, so that's my intention for this course, is to kind of step into that belief as a business owner. And then intention for my clients is walking my own talk of continual development and self-understanding, because I just truly believe that the better we understand ourselves, the more we regard ourselves highly. And so it's being able to kind of have a wider variety of tools to help them do that and to work on a deeper level with them. I loved the trauma-informed aspect of this. So that is really exciting for me to kind of know that I can hold that space for people who need it. So yeah, I'm going to feel like I've started to go into rambling there, but I'm just really excited to be here.
Yeah, really glad you're here. I just wanted to ask, Nicola, do you have time to introduce yourself now, or do you need to duck off?
Let me just see. I'll do the, 2-minute version. I can't do the whole thing, but just to bring my voice in.
So yeah, it's nice to hear your voice. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Nicola, I'm near Toronto, a smaller community near Toronto, Canada. Current top emotions, happy to be here, disappointed I can't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And in life, it feels like a really cuspy time of foundation for lots of growth and learning curve here and in my business. So it feels like a ripe growing edge time with toggling between faith and fear. Intentions, I'll throw those into the chat. I put them in the welcome, but they really dovetail with your intentions for us, Sass. I feel like I'm in the right place. And echoing what I've already heard, intentions for clients that sort of through my own growth, learning, the co-learning together, especially that piece around just continual deepening my own mastery, because who I work with is often fundamentally people who are quite stuck in their lives and are wanting to sort of nourish self-trust that enables growth and forward movement on their dreams and big questions, and often people in their 30s and 40s, probably mostly women and also some non-binary and genderqueer folks, a few men. So yeah, I can't wait. And I'm just going to trust. And if for some reason people aren't showing up in my other Zoom room, I'm hopping back and I'll try to be as quiet and seamless as possible.
You're perfect. It's great.
Thank you so much. And I'll come back to the recording. I can't wait to get to learn more about each of you.
I'm so glad we got to sneak you in. That's brilliant. Sharon.
Just unmute myself there. It's always a good start. Hello, I'm Sharon. I live in South Wales, Swansea, the Mumbles to be exact. And who was it said, it was Charlotte who said that she was blessed to be living in Oxfordshire, and I kind of feel blessed to live here every day if I sit here looking at the sea, which is really, really lovely. So current top emotions are, like everybody else, excited. I'm doing a lot of courses at the moment. I've done loads in the last 3 years, but I feel like I'm doing even more at the moment. And they all seem to be coming together in April, May, June, kind of oh my God. So I'm feeling a little bit, I hope I've not taken too much on because, I'm feeling full up to here, but I don't think so because, I just love to learn, so it's all great. Intentions of myself, to learn to show up and be present, for the course and for other people on the course, and to meet some new people as well, which is always really nice. And already I can, all the ladies that come on, it's they're just so nice. It's just can see already that this is going to be such a great group. And you obviously attract nice people into your community.
That is my single source of pride, Sharon. Only the best people. Yeah,
that was really brilliant. And the intentions for my clients. I think when I spoke to you, Sass, about it, to say that my clients come to me. I run a business, and there's different parts of the business, and one of the services I offer is one-to-one coaching. And people come to me for help with their business or with coaching or through the mastermind. But we always end up talking about not business stuff, but why are they not moving forward? Well, they're not moving forward because of all this belief stuff. And so I'm kind of thought, oh, there's something in this here. And so I need to be better equipped to help them when inevitably they start talking about all this belief stuff. So yeah, that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Amazing. I'm so glad you're here, Sharon. Yeah. And for anyone who wants awesome dog shots, Sharon's the person to follow on Instagram. We've been sharing our pooches. So it's very cool. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank
okay.
You.
Norvi, you've turned off your camera, but I wonder if you'd be happy to come and introduce yourself. Here she is.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Hi. So my name's Norvi. I live in London. Emotions at the moment, to be honest, a bit tired and fried. It's like the end of a work day for me, but at the same time, very much looking forward to learning more and seeing what this course does. So intentions for myself. So my coaching at the moment is pretty much, you know, confidence, self-belief, helping people, mainly kind of aspiring entrepreneurs, people who want to start a project. I'd say kind of alternative careers, so creatives, aspiring entrepreneurs, leaders, but who are feeling stuck and not kind of taking that step because of lack of confidence. And I'm really looking to learn some more tools and to understand that on a deeper level. So I think a lot of the stuff in the coaching space, like, you know, the way you're taught to kind of work with limiting beliefs, doesn't really do it for a lot of people. Like, it doesn't really get down to it. It's kind of like putting on a plaster. So wanting to kind of know how to do that better and be trauma informed without, again, having to go to the trauma. And then intentions for my clients. Yeah, I guess it's just them being able to move forward and be their own coach. I think there's definitely people who've maybe come to me about a certain thing, like, oh, I need support to change this job or do something. But it seems like, what's the word? As in, I want it to be that external result is because of all the inner work, and therefore it's not just that outcome they've got, but they actually have the tools that they can keep going and keep using these techniques in different areas of their life. So, yeah, that's me.
Buddy, brilliant. Love it. For someone who feels a bit tired and fried, that was so beautifully expressed. So, yeah, really excited to meet you. We don't really know each other, Norvi, so we're going to get to know each other over this, over the program, but I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Is it Barrett? Tell me how I pronounce your name.
Hi there. Originally, because it's like Danish or Scandinavian, more broadly speaking, it's Barrett, but everyone just says Barrett, because like in the English language, that sound doesn't really exist. Like Barrett would be really difficult for people to say, so Barrett is totally fine.
Right. I think we've got it. Yeah. Welcome.
My internet seems to, like, the connection seems to be really splotchy, so I hope I'm not coming in and out. Yeah.
You're coming through really nicely, so yeah.
Oh. Good to know. I'm currently in Maine in the US, but I was born and spent most of my time, my life in Berlin. So yeah, I'm a German native. Yeah. My current top emotions, I think that would be, I kind of feel a bit caffeinated. I'm balanced overall today. A little nervous, actually, just because it's a new group of people, and then sometimes I feel like, ooh, I'm not well enough prepared, or what am I going to say, that kind of stuff. But overall excited, because I really, like, I love learning, and I'm just really excited and curious about learning, also about, you know, myself and the inner workings of whatever's going on in there, and what keeps me from doing the things that I do want to do. And learning also to, like, convey that to people that I work with. Intentions for myself. I really like the day one question yesterday about commitment, because I usually would tell myself, oh, you know, you got to be prepared. But there was some sort of reframe happening for me there, because that is being committed if you're being prepared. You know, it sounds like it's the same thing. It just put things in perspective for me, because, yeah, I think of being prepared actually as being being committed. I didn't put it that way before, even though it might seem totally obvious. But yeah, so that's the intention for myself, to just be prepared, because I do want to be committed, and I am committed because I'm really excited about this program. And then the intention for my clients would be to actually realize that it doesn't always take like grand gestures, but instead it's like the small steps and small decisions that you take, I don't know, during the week in everyday life that kind of build up to change over time. And every now and then I realize, oh, okay, so you give homework your clients, but they end up maybe not doing it because they're like, oh yeah, no, I didn't have time to do that. I didn't have time to ask myself these questions, or so things like that. And they'll find maybe not excuses, but they'll just be like, oh yeah, maybe this is not important enough. And but that's an important part of the whole work. So my intention for them is to realize that they also need to be committed in that way and like doing those kind of things to help themselves expand and just grow and learn and change things. So I guess that's also on me to making that clearer to them, I suppose. Yeah.
It's so interesting, isn't it? How we start to kind of see our own stuff can be mirrored in our clients as well. We're going to talk a lot about this too. Yeah. Yeah, I love that you've raised that. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're here, Brett. It's so fun to have folks from the same, like you and Iris are both from Germany. So how cool is that? Like, yeah, we get to kind of connect on different levels. So that's really cool. Yeah, amazing. Glad you're here.
Me too.
Okay. Thank you. Rowena.
Hi, hi everyone. Thanks, Saz. Lovely to meet everyone so far. So my name's Rowena. I'm in Birmingham, King's Heath, Birmingham. So it gets a bad rep, right? But it's a lovely city for those of you who haven't visited. Current top emotions. I think there's a little bit of overwhelm for sure, coming back from a bit of leave over the Easter period and looking at my inbox and then starting this, I just kind of a bit, and you know, when talking about this kind of notion of being committed, I think I feel slightly overcommitted at the moment, but I also feel, you know, that that's kind of really feel that since we've come on the call, actually really excited about it, and you know, some of that kind of how am I going to fit this in has dissipated, which is nice. So in terms of intentions for myself, about 10 years ago, I finished my PhD and decided that I was never, ever, 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 ever going to do anything educational ever again. I was going to shut that door, lock it, find another door, lock that, and just, yeah. So this is kind of the first kind of development thing I've done since then. But
no pressure.
Yeah, so it better be good, right? Yeah. And, But it's what's really interesting with this is that I think the first time ever I felt really, this is the first thing that's really grabbed me since that time. So in that period of time. So I think that there's something in that. Definitely aware that self-doubt shows up for me a lot, and there are no pieces of paper or anything that seems to change that. So I think a better understanding of where that comes from will help me sort of transition into more of a coach-based career. At the moment, I'm an academic in the university. And I suppose, loosely speaking, my clients are my students. I supervise a number of doctoral students, and I see often that it is not their ability to complete doctoral work that holds them back. It's actually their self-belief. And so I'd like to be able to help them with that. And, you know, if I had a pound for every time someone asked me whether they were doing it right, you know, it's that kind of thing, you know, at a very basic level. So as I kind of, you know, shift into more of a coaching based career, which is something I want to do, I suppose for now, my clients aren't sort of your traditional group, but we'll see.
Well, they're humans with self-doubt, so that's perfect for me.
Yeah. So it's going to work. Yeah. Okay, that's exactly. Great. So yeah, that's it.
That's really fun. Yeah, and you and Fiona are both in the academic realm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very cool. Yeah.
And I can see exactly what she's saying, completely nodding along to all of that. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. I'm really glad you're here.
Thanks, Sass.
Kirsty.
Unmute. Hi, I'm Kirsty. I am in Greenwich, same as Fiona. Fiona and I have actually met before. We did a different program last summer together, and we actually have weekly accountability calls, so I know Fiona quite well. In fact, it was a mutual friend of ours that has kind of introduced us to you, Sass, and that's why we're both here. My current top emotion, I'm feeling a little bit fragile today, and I'm not entirely sure why. I think it's because I have, I'm not going to say overcommitted, but I have really heavily committed myself this month. I've got 3 jobs on the go right now, and it's a bit too much. And I'm also starting a weight loss program tomorrow, as well as starting this week. And so I'm just a little bit like, what am I doing? But this is probably, of all of those things, the one that I'm most excited about. So it's I'm fragile but excited, if that's an emotion. I've just invented that as a new emotion.
Yeah, perfect.
intentions for myself, there's a big element of needing to deal with my own self-belief issues in order to better serve my clients. I put on my intro in the discussion group today that I kind of came into coaching after getting let go. I always say unceremoniously dumped. I basically got fired because I lived in the States and had to move back to the UK, and it was all very traumatic and confidence at an absolute low. And part of my process of building myself back up again was I call it solution grabbing. I signed up for all of these different qualifications and courses, but this coaching one really resonated with me. And so that was beginning of 2019. And I've been on a journey since then to get out of HR. I've always worked in HR, and to take my coaching full time. My decision was to coach other women in HR. Didn't realize going in how many of them had issues around self-belief and confidence and just felt utterly battered. I'm financial services HR, so what Sass was saying about financial services, like, I hear you. It's brutal, sometimes, the culture in that environment. And I don't think I realized. I think when you really struggle with self-belief, you think it's just you and that everybody else has got this and everybody else is like super confident and it's just you. But I've realized as I've started coaching that no, it isn't. So my intentions for my clients to be, you know, if I can overcome some of this myself, then I can serve them better, because I'm having these conversations that I thought it was all going to be like career development and like exec stuff, but it isn't. It's all imposter syndrome, and I feel like I'm failing and I'm comparing myself to everybody. So I think that's my roundabout way of, yeah, I've got the kind of the same intentions for me as I have for my clients.
Love it. I think the part of what I'm hearing from a lot of you is this idea of wanting to be able to kind of have some peace around this for yourself, mm-hmm. so that you can better serve clients. And for me, it's almost like a deal we make with the universe, that if we're going to do this work, we kind of have to be willing to walk into rooms that feel a bit uncomfortable for us, because then it's so much easier to go, hey, come on in, it's safe here, to our clients. Totally hear you. Love it. And it sounds like, yep, Charlotte's resonating with you around, all of this. Yeah, redundancy was my path into coaching as well. So mixed old blessing sometimes. Yeah, beautiful. Really glad you're here, Kirsty.
Thank you.
And Lorraine.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
So I'm Lorraine. I am normally I'm in Hampshire, but today I am in Argyll in Scotland. I'm absolutely knackered because I was about 4:30 this morning to catch a flight up here, so I'm slightly a bit zonked. I guess I'm feeling sort of curious, I suppose, just about everything. I'm quite chuffed, I guess, that I did sign up for it. My son, who has got lots of self-confidence in lots of ways, he always says, oh, just back yourself, you know. And I just thought, oh, do you know what? I did do that actually with this course because, you know, I was a bit wary about taking too much on, about are you signing up for another course and all those things. But my gut instinct said, I need to do this. So I'm quite chuffed I did that. And there's also a bit, I kind of feel as if the stars have been aligned because since I kind of, yeah, there's just been lots of different things that your name has come up and has sort of led me here, which, and I'm not very woo, so I'm not a woo person. I like to feel like that, so that's all good. Intentions for myself, yeah, I guess to work on my own self-belief as well. I hope that, so I've been working as a financial coach for about the last 4 years, and initially I get into it thinking it's about money, then very quickly realise it's not about money, it's all around about self-beliefs, and I feel I've been quite self-taught, but I think I kind of hide away from it with my clients because it's, yeah, so I'm hoping that this will give me the confidence to really understand it, to really approach it with clients. I love what you said at the beginning about to remember you're an imperfect human with coaching skills. So I think a good intention will be to get that tattooed across my forehead or my knuckles or somewhere. Yeah, and I guess my
intention... Write yourself a note, Lorraine.
And yeah, and I guess intention from the clients is just not to be afraid to explore their self-beliefs and, yeah, just to have the tools and everything to do that.
Amazing.
So
totally guarantee you, you're going to get that. Brilliant. Cool. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
Really, really cool. How fun is it to meet everybody and just say hello? Just know you're in good company, right? Okay, so I want to just take you on like a whistle-stop tour of what you can expect over the next few months. And this will all shake down and get clearer as we go, okay? So this is our self-belief coaching model. Please don't worry about memorizing this. I'm going to send you a poster of it so you can have it up on your desk. That'll be arriving in the next week or so. But basically, this is the model that I've developed over the last 10 years around how to really embody and have that kind of felt sense of, oh, I've got this, right? I think what we know is that there isn't a safe place where nothing bad's ever going to happen, no one's ever going to disagree with us, we won't be judged or criticized or have some disappointment or stuff going on, right? But what if you could embody the sense of a healthy adult self, a part of you that's like, oh, I'm okay, whatever happens, I've got me, right? So that is, for me, at the crux of what it means to really embody self-belief. And I think it was Norvi saying about wanting to support her clients to kind of take on their own inner coach or develop their own inner coach. This is exactly what I mean by this. So we'll go into this in a lot of detail, but I just want you to imagine that inside of you, inside your sort of sense of who you are, there is this healthy adult. You may not be familiar with her very much. But part of that self within you is to access these other really core resources, self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust. And so our work over the next few months is going to be looking at how do we make sense of that. And all of these resources, I believe, are innate to every human, but they are kind of bashed down by our lived experience, right? By the stories we inherit from our families of origin, from depending on how many maybe marginalized communities or identities we have, we'll have layers and layers and layers of stories about who we're allowed to be. For anyone who identifies as woman in this culture, there's a lot of shit that we have to kind of, you know, get told. Don't get too big for your boots, but you're not quite enough of this, right? Like, all the time. So developing that healthy adult self is both a challenge to wider cultural narratives that tell us about who we're allowed to be, but it's also about making some sense and some peace, healing the stories that we might be telling ourselves based on how we're interpreting, you know, our formative relationships. So one of the jobs that the healthy adult self has is to look after the protector. And the protector is how I characterize self-doubt. So we're going to get to know these two aspects of you really well. You're going to get to a place where you can know when I'm speaking from my healthy adult self, this is what it feels like in my body, right? When I hear the voice of my protector, this is kind of how it feels. So that when you are speaking with your clients, when you're coaching with your clients, you're going to be able to help them to identify those aspects of themselves too, right? So we're going to go into this in a lot more detail, but I just want to give you that kind of sense of this is really at the core of it, is that we want to help ourselves and our clients to really be in relationship with that sense of a healthy adult. Even if we have never had a parent who modeled that for us, if we don't really think, you know, well, I wouldn't use those adjectives to describe me now, right? That's okay too. The idea is that there is a version of this that fits you, that feels good to you. Okay? So how we get there? There's two parts to this program. Part one, the theory modules, and we're going to look at those over the next 3 weeks. So there's three theory modules, and we're going to just spend 3 weeks looking at these one by one. And then we will kind of return to these themes and ideas right through our part two, which is the practice modules. Okay, so next week we start with what is self-doubt, like getting a sense of how I have, how I characterize self-doubt, how I've come to understand it, what this actually means for our clients, getting a real sense of like just how this shows up for folks. And then we'll start to look at developmental psychology and self-doubt. And Deep Psych is sometimes known, is a model of adult development that helps us to really understand how we and our clients make sense of the world. So this for me is like the secret sauce. This is when I discovered adult development, I was like, holy shit, this is the secret. This is it. This is like the magic. But I don't know if you've ever tried to market yourself as a kind of developmental coach. It's so dull, right? So I had to find a way in that helped people to understand, oh, this is how it actually can support you. And self-doubt is a core developmental dilemma. So this was, for me, was my way in. So all of this work around self-doubt is really my excuse to get to play with developmental psychology, which is super fun. What it does is it shows you and us as self-belief coaches how we can really understand our clients beyond their mindset, beyond their behavior. So we're looking at the bit before that, like how, why are they having that belief? Where does that come from? And what are the way that they're making meaning about the world? So rather than kind of that, one of you described it as a sticking plaster effect, right? The kind of mindset stuff where we're, you know, where we're just going, okay, you've got this belief, let's change it, right? Actually, what we're doing is saying, well, why have you got that belief in the first place? Where did that come from? Why is it kind of coming up now for this particular challenge that you're facing? What is it about this thing that's going on that you need some help with? How can we look at this differently? So it's not so much about the mindset as the meaning that our clients make about the world. So we're going to spend a week looking at that, and then we'll return to this as we go. And module three is about trauma-informed coaching. So about 8 years ago, I started working with a supervisor who shared with me a model of trauma-informed coaching that has served me so well, and it's really easy to understand. And it means that we get to recognize and support clients that have trauma in their biography, which, by the way, is about 70% of adults. So we're already working with folks who have trauma in their biography, right? But what we'll be doing is doing this consciously and doing it in a way that keeps some safety for our clients and also allows us to really respect the boundaries of coaching. And so this just gives us this platform. These three theory modules give us this platform for, okay, this is kind of rooted in some really good, solid foundations. And then from there, we'll move into part two, which is all about the theory modules. The practice modules. Just want to address your question, Brett. We will, the workbook and the module material for module one will all be available on Thursday. Okay. So, and that will happen each week. So we then move into the practice modules. Modules four and five, and we don't actually have a holiday break, we just have an integration week. Modules four and five are about really understanding where self-doubt comes from for our specific clients and getting to practice with tools for how to really work with that, how to support our clients. At the end of module five, you're going to have some really solid tools and approaches. And we're also going to share with you a coaching offer that I recommend that you put out to your people for a single session. So it's based on a single session therapy framework, which is really effective. We'll show you how to structure that single session, how to market it, how to get it out into the world. The idea is that you'll get a couple of clients to practice with, like real life humans. Oh my God. But it also means you'll be able to give them a taste, right, of a one-off session, and that will give you some opportunities to perhaps work with people on a more longer term basis, right? So it's a great way if you don't work specifically with folks around their self-belief. This is a great way to sort of introduce it to your existing client base, to your existing audiences. But it also means that you start to get some practice with some real life humans. Okay. And then we move into, the rest of the practice modules, which we start looking at how self-doubt shows up in specific ways. So the protector is this characterization of self-doubt. So I'm going to share with you like a really effective framework that helps you to sort of spot where your clients are at in terms of their self-doubt, how it shows up. So it's much more than just an inner critic. Most of us don't actually have an inner critic. We've got very different versions of it. So this is really going to be effective for working with clients. We're going to talk about your self-doubt and how this shows up for you specifically as a coach. And then we move into the sort of second part of the practice modules, which is really about cultivating self-belief. Okay, so when it comes to conflict, because most people are the reason that self-doubt holds them back is because they're afraid of judgment, criticism, rejection, conflict. Right, so we look at like the root causes of all of this. And then we'll move into coaching with that kind of inner compass of self-belief, self-worth, self-trust, self-acceptance. And then coaching with clients' goals and dreams. So how do you actually support somebody to bring a dream or a goal to life when they've got a shit ton of self-doubt? And as soon as they finish writing the plan and start taking action, they don't do anything, right? So we're using an approach that I've developed to really help people bring their dreams and goals to life in a way that is really compassionate and builds self-belief along the way. And of course, that's where we stop, but this is where we often start working with clients as well. So we kind of come full circle as we go around around the houses. The idea is that the curriculum, the trajectory of the curriculum will follow a kind of natural coaching relationship, right? So usually you start working with a client, you're kind of uncovering where their self-doubt comes from. Then you're starting to work with, you know, how does it specifically show up for them? They're starting to experiment with new ways of being, and then you're starting to help them cultivate self-belief in its fullest sense. So the idea is that you can work with clients right from the start, and I highly recommend you do that. To support you to do that, as soon as we move into the practice modules, everyone will be assigned to a practice pod. So that will be yourself and two other coaches. There might be one group of four. And you'll get to practice all these tools and approaches with each other. So you can be a messy human with some coaching skills and kind of do it in an imperfect way, test it out, see how the words feel in your mouth. You know, the questions. See how, what do you do when someone gives you an unexpected response or whatever? So you get to practice coaching with your people, and then that will support you as you start to work with clients as well. Okay. Because everyone here has already kind of got those foundational coaching skills, you're all experienced with working with people. My kind of hope and expectation is that this will be pretty easy stuff to integrate into your existing work. So it's not going to be the leap that you took when you first started coaching, yeah, learning how to listen, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's where we go with this. To support your learning, this is what you can expect from kind of from the learning site in each module. So on Thursdays, before we start a new module, you'll get workbooks and some short videos, sort of 10 to 20 minutes, where we break down some core themes within that module. And it's me sharing those lessons on video. You'll also get a workbook with the kind of core themes that takes you through it. If you really love kind of book learning and you like to print shit out and highlight it and take notes, and yeah, I'm seeing some nodding. Stationery lovers unite. If you really like to know where stuff comes from, there's going to be a full bibliography with every workbook. You'll have everything you need. You'll also get every tool that we do, that we go through, you'll get that as a sort of unbranded Word document, so you can put your own branding on it and use it with your clients if you want to, right? So the idea is we're just going to make this as simple as possible. So the only thing standing in your way of using this work with clients is your own self-doubt, which is great, right? So you'll get those workbooks and video lessons. There is, I'm on to you, Kirsty, who is already overcommitted, right? Bibliography, yes, amazing. So what you may want to start doing is building up your own library, and you just don't need to do that, right? You can just let the stuff that I'm teaching you be enough. And there will probably be threads that you really want to pull on where you're like, this is fascinating. I really want to follow this train. And so then you've got a resource that you can start to open up that door for yourself. Right? But please don't feel like, oh my God, I've now got to buy 156 books to get all of this. Not at all. You can just take on the information in the workbook and practice the tools. That's all you're going to need to work with your clients. Okay? Yeah, I love this. Everyone's going, oh my God, confession. Yeah. So we'll also have our group calls. You'll have practice pods. There'll be the discussion forum for each module, so you can ask questions. And when I say ask questions, and some of you have said you have kind of neurodiversity that's floating around on here, putting words on a page that are uncertain and not clear is perfect for the discussion forum, right? Like, one of the things that we're going to do around getting rid of this idea of having to be the good coach is also having to be the coach that already knows the answer while you're in learning mode. No! You go, oh, I don't get this, I don't understand this. And you put some words on a page and then we figure it out together. Right? So please don't feel like this is a dumb question or I can't ask this or I don't really get this, but I'm just going to sit on it and hopefully by magic it will all become clear. You're just going to have to exploit me and Scott. Okay, ask lots of questions. What we're also going to do when we start our practice modules is Scott is going to be running a study group on a Thursday. Every time we have a call on the Tuesday, there'll be a study group on the Thursday. This is super informal. You can just like go, okay, I just want to dump on you. This is the situation that I'm working with here, or these are the questions I have. How would I use this tool with this kind of client? There won't be any structure to those sessions. You just bring your questions and Scott will support you to go through that. While I'm a quite, I think, superior conceptual thinker, Scott is very, very pragmatic. He's a Virgo, quite proud of that. So he comes up with different ways of approaching and applying these tools. But he's incredibly skilled, very experienced coach. He's going to be a great support for everybody. So study group with Scott, whenever you feel like you need some extra support, is going to be there as well. Now, some of you will also have enrolled and got an hour coaching session with me. So we will be sending out those invites so you can book those in whenever you feel like you want that hour. If you didn't, but you do want additional support, there is also the opportunity to purchase Velocity sessions, which is that single session, 1 hour, 1.5 hours with me, where we'll work on whatever's coming up for you. And that can be something that you save up till the end, or it can be something that you do, you know, relatively soon. It's totally up to you. Okay. But what I'm hoping is that this is comprehensive enough that you feel super supported. We've got 13 people in our class. It's quite an intimate group. You're allowed to ask as many questions as you like. You can utilize that discussion forum every day if you wish. Like, I would so much rather all of the questions come out, all of the uncertainties come out, because that is going to support you to really integrate this work and get to where you want to go faster. Okay? Couple of things just to tell you about. Module one. Coming on Thursday. So the discussion forum, Sharon, is in the learning site. Let me pick this up with you after our call. I'll get in touch on email and just make sure you've got access to everything. So modules and class recordings will be posted on the Thursdays. Okay, so we'll send you an email on a Thursday morning and say, here's the module and here are the recordings from the previous week. So you know where everything is. But we'll, as a rule, just email you once a week. Otherwise, you're like, oh my God, she's in my inbox again. And I totally understand that feeling, okay? So as a general rule, you can expect an email on a Thursday. Module one starts next week. So you'll get an email on Thursday with a link to that module. What I want you to do is to take the self-doubt archetypes quiz. Right, so this is a framework that I put together a couple of years ago because I was starting to see that there are absolutely patterns in our self-doubt. And so someone was mentioning about that feeling that you're the only one that has it and you feel quite alone in it. And actually, self-doubt is a very universal experience. So I found that there are 12 kind of types of self-doubt, of where it kind of where it comes from, how it shows up. This is a freebie on my website, and you may have taken this quiz and got your top archetype. So we're going to give you the whole model that you can use with your one-on-one clients, and that means you can get your top three archetypes, which is really going to give you a pretty rounded picture of how your self-doubt kind of shows up. So what I want you to do is to think about, like, what comes up for you when you read those descriptions, right? Like, what is that like? Do you like go, oh no, that's not me at all? Or do you go, oh my God, this is so me, I feel attacked, right? how might that be for your clients? What's that like for your clients to read that? What does this make you think about your self-doubt, right? So I just want you to start getting into that relationship with your own self-doubt, okay? That is all you need to do to prepare for module one. And at our group call next week, we'll go into this in a bit more detail, okay? All good fun. So some homework is to prepare for module one, as I just mentioned, to share your orientation week thoughts and observations. So much like yesterday, we talked about commitment. And today I think is about belonging. So that there are these prompts, right? These ideas of just thinking about your relationship with the aspects of what it means to really show up to this program. Share those thoughts and observations. It's going to be way more fun to share those and get to know each other than it is for us to talk about what normal people talk about. I don't know. Loft conversions. Right? So this is about kind of getting quite deep, quite quick, right? I'm going to ask you some awkward questions that might feel a bit vulnerable. And if you haven't already, can you please complete your coach profile? So this is just something for Scott and I to read and to just get to know where you're at. And it's really going to help us as we put together the practice pods and just knowing how to support you and whatever you might need. Okay. Okay. That is everything that I had to share with you today. Does anyone have any questions? Thanks, Fiona. I appreciate that little applause. Oh, someone's hungry. Yeah, Lorraine.
I just wanted to check the coach profile, if I've completed it, but I haven't had an email back or anything.
Totally fine. Yep, no, that's fine. If you've completed it, that is perfect. It will go to Lucy and we will figure out what to do from there. So that's all good. Sorry, my dog is hungry. Probably set off anyone else's dog in the background, yeah. Does that answer your question, Lorraine? You're okay with that? Yeah?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any questions at this point? Good. Okay. Well, it looks like I need to go feed somebody, so I'm going to go do that. Thank you so much for today. This was brilliant. It was really nice to just get to know everyone, hear your voices, settle in. So, yeah, look out for the Orientation Week emails, and we'll see you back here, same bat channel, next Tuesday. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. All right. See you. Bye.